Colossians 3:17. Simple scripture that you've heard many times, but we may apply it in a little different manner than what we usually think about it. It's more than just baptism. The name of the Lord is to be used more than just in baptism. The name of the Lord is to be used more than just praying for the sick. The name of the Lord is to be used more than to pray for someone to receive the Holy Ghost. Whatsoever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's praise God for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, we have had an anointed service here tonight. When Brother Johnny first started preaching, first came up here, I taught one night and I sort of took my time, and right on the end of the Bible lesson, I kind of got a little loud and fiery. He said, "You got anointed on the last, didn't you?" That was like slapping me in the face. I said, "I've been anointed for 40-some years." He didn't understand that kind of talk either. We were far apart in our thinking right then. But sometimes we mistake enthusiasm for anointing. I mean, all of us. I'm not trying to condense enthusiasm, but I've seen people enthused over lies. And you couldn't really call it anointing, but it sounded like what we call anointing. But I feel that God has called a people to be anointed, not only to preach, but to serve, to witness, to be an effective witness. You're anointed for this call. Hallelujah. Well, let's praise Him again. Will you praise God? Now, I heard a man who's against us, and he's against the guitars, and he's against the piano, and he's against the organ, and he's against tongues, and he's against healing, and he's against shouting, and, well, he's against. But I heard him on the radio say, "Now, what do you mean, do all, whatsoever you do in the name of the Lord?" You say, "Well, I'm going to get up in the name of Jesus. I'm going to work in the name of Jesus. I'm going to go to town in the name of Jesus. I'm going to the mall in the name of Jesus." Well, it wouldn't hurt anything. It'd be better than going like some folks go. Amen. This is saying, be a representative of Jesus Christ in everything that you do or say. This is not talking about baptism, but it can be applied to baptism. If you do anything, if you say anything, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But this is inside the church, to the church. Now, let me get just a little practical tonight. Whatsoever you do, if you come to church on Wednesday night, come as a representative of Jesus Christ. You come in the name of the Lord. I mean, you'd act like He would want His representative to be. In singing, sing like He called you to sing. And when He calls you to be a saint of God, He calls you to worship. If you read just above, that is talking about psalms, songs and psalms, and various things that people are worshiping God with, and it tells us that we're to clothe ourselves, put on charity. And then it said, whatsoever you do in word, if you do anything, if you say anything, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me tell you something, Matt. Most of us are downright selfish. We want what we want. We want it like we want it. We want let me just use some natural things. We want the sound system just like we want it. We want the music just like we want it. We want the songs just like we want them. There was a boy in a church I pastored years ago, and every service, then we gathered up front, and he came over to the parsonage after church, and he said, "That just got my victory tonight." I said, "What's that?" He said, "They wanted to sing Amazing Grace. And I don't like slow songs." Well, maybe some of us like, you can drag me to death. I know that. But I've got some of the richest blessings on. Oh, Wayne Pierce, you just blessed me real big when you sang Amazing Grace. When you get to that part, saved an old wretch, that's your own composition, I guess, that saved an old wretch like me. That just does, not that I think you're an old wretch, but to identify yourself like that. Every one of us must not think too highly of ourselves. Hallelujah. But anyway, I said to him, you know, you've got to enjoy things that other people enjoy. Others enjoy Amazing Grace. You like Jesus Hold My Hand, don't you? He said, how'd you know? He selected it every service time. How'd you know? I get a thrill out of telling people I'm a Pentecostal preacher and preachers know all things. Monday, we were in the mall in Franklin, Brother Franklin, a Church of God in Christ preacher over on Cedar Street. He came by and spoke to us and asked how Wren was doing and so forth, but he had two other men with black suits on, and pretty easy to understand that they were elders. But they went on by, and I said to Franklin, are you in a revival? And he said, yes, we are, and that big man there is Brother James from Fort Worth, Texas. And they went on their way, and they did not know that he said all this to me. So yesterday, I went down to the Bimbo Inn to get me a salad to stay out of the sugar pot and so forth. And so this fellow was coming up that Franklin had told me the day before who he was. So I stuck my hand out and I said, behold, a man of the cloth. Well, you know. I said, and from Fort Worth, Texas. And three things, I forget what the other one was I told him. But anyway, went on inside and he said, how did you know all this? Oh, I said, your name is James. He said, how did you know all this? And I said, well, Brother Franklin told me yesterday your name, where you live, and that you're preaching revival. Now, he was about ready to follow me. I could tell. Rendell said just recently he was in some kind of place, a store of some time, and a woman was playing the organ or piano. And so he spoke to her father in a different part of the building and said, he found out that was a man's daughter, and he said, she's doing a good job. And then said, I play and so forth. And so they got acquainted. The man said to Rendell, said, go up there and have a little fun. Said, go up and speak to her, like, hi, Barbara. And then tell her where she lives. And several different things. And so he went down the line, went through everything her dad said do, and she said, what are you anyway? And he said, I'm a preacher. And she said, well, tell me some more. And he said, I can't. That's all your dad told me about you. And she said, I would have followed you anywhere. People are rather easy to be deceived. I don't want to talk about all the TV evangelism, but in the last few weeks, these people that have been in trouble have been asking for 300 people to send in $1,000 each, so the paper said, to help them in their court expense. And I'll venture to say a good many of them, maybe more than that, sent in. I am not rejoicing in all the things that's happening. I feel in my heart the man is guilty. I feel that he is due some punishment. But I feel another pressure coming in that we'll be branded by many people. Just like the other day, I had to go over to International Place to pick up a piece for the bus, and I told the man, I said, the people that had it before sort of rigged it. I wanted to say another word before rig, but there was a black man standing right beside me, you know. And I said, I think they were Baptists. And they just do things halfway. Now, you know I'm playing, so if you got any kin folks that's a Baptist preacher, you know I'm... But this is what I said. I said, you know, these Baptists don't do everything just right. Then I looked over at the black man. I said, "Oh, you're Baptist, aren't you?" He says, "Sure is." He said, "What are you?" I said, "Apostolic." And that puzzled him. I said, "Sanctified." He said, "That's the worst kind." And I agree with him. If they're bad, they're the worst kind. If you're bad, you're the worst. We know too much to be bad. We're representatives of Jesus Christ. When you go downtown, you're representing Jesus Christ as well as the local church. You're representatives of Him. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, remember you are representatives of Jesus Christ. You all know I like fool old cars. I'd have a yard full if I just had my way. Just no traps. I like. And I told you some time ago, I bought that old green Chevrolet that I finally sold to. Well, I guess something I can't sell, I sell to Grover or his kinfolks, you know. But it was a good car. It just been up a little bit. And Sister Linda, she's not proud, of course. If she is proud, she's proud. If she has any pride, she's proud of it. But I drove down to the mall in that green Chevrolet, and you know, the fender's been up a little bit, and the lights were cross-eyed. And she saw me later, and she said, "I wasn't about to tell anybody that was my pastor going there." I think you get the message. We represent. You don't expect me. I could go the other route if I could find someone who would extend credit and buy me. I heard about one of our preachers buying himself 12 new suits. Got a bargain, $500 each. I don't think you want that extreme either. We're representatives of Jesus Christ. But at the same time, you don't want me. You wouldn't mind me driving an old car, would you, if it's clean and nice, would you? No, you wouldn't care for that. But you don't want me driving a Mercedes, do you? One of our preachers over in Mississippi, I understand. I believe it's Mississippi, Alabama. He bought him a new car, and he got a Mercedes. And one of our evangelists just preached for us that he was there, and he said, I noticed your pastor got a new car. And this board member said, yes, and bless his heart. Said he had to get him one of them little old foreign cars. Said, I wish he could afford a nice car like a Buick or something. If you don't know, you could take the price of a Mercedes and buy three or four of those Buicks, you know. So he's feeling sorry for him. But what I'm saying, whatever you do, in word or in deed, do it all in the name or as a representative of Jesus Christ. Praise God, praise God. You wouldn't want me to preach with gum boots on. Some of you don't even know what gum boots are. I'm not talking about nice $500 cowboy boots. I'm talking about gum boots, rubber boots. Brother Mary don't want me preaching like that. I wouldn't be a good representative of the congregation, let alone the Lord. Now, there's something more serious than that. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. I think you ought to ask yourself, where would it be best for me to sit for the glory of God in the church house? Not getting on to anybody. You just be honest with yourself. Where would be the best place for me to sit? Where would be the best time for me to do various things that I might have to do? You know, we don't need to wait till the service is about over to get into the service. Too many times that happens. Whatever we do in word, the first song ought to start with a bang. If it's Amazing Grace or if it's Jesus Hold My Hand, the first song ought to start with everybody singing that can sing. And if you can't sing, you can pat a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what you were, I noticed on the news, and this embarrassed me, but I'm going to pass it along. If the world can say it, surely I can get by with it. Gabor, what's your first name? Jaja. Don't spell Jaja. But She'd been all kinds of trouble. This is all publicity. It don't melt a hill of beans. She's got fat and older, and she's needing a contract. So she's getting some worldwide attention. But she came out of the courtroom with knee pants on. And she said, "Well, I've got my lesbian clothes on." Now, a lot of people don't tie dress codes in with what it really represents. Men or women. I mean, I don't think there's a law that says, "Thou shalt wear this, thou shalt not wear that." But I think if we just remember that we are representatives of Jesus Christ, that takes care of all that. I preached with overalls on more than once. It wasn't an old-timer's day either. Just because that's all I had. When I was a very young preacher, if I had striped overalls and a white shirt, I was really uptown. You don't know how good a preacher looks with striped overalls and a white shirt and a tie on. I mean, he'll stand with his head sideways if he's dressed up like that. But I can do a little bit better than that now, and you wouldn't be happy with me coming to the house of God with striped overalls and a white shirt and a necktie. You wouldn't be, and I know you wouldn't, because you want me to represent you as a pastor of the Apostolic Church, and I want God to know that I'm doing my very best to represent Him. To say in the name of Jesus means you're going in Jesus' name. Since He's not here physically, you're going as His son. You're going as His representative. Hey, when you lay hands on the sick, it's more than Mark Guyatt or Ronnie Pierce. You're doing it in Jesus' name as His representative. Do you love Him tonight? When you pray for someone to be filled with the Holy Ghost, I know the Bible teaches that to lay hands on them and pray that they might be filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts the 8th chapter. Incidentally, that fellow he thought I'd discern him. He said, "Who are you?" And I said, "Pastor of the Apostolic Church." He said, Acts 2:38. Acts 8:16. Acts 10:47-48. I said, "You know too much not to be baptized in Jesus' name." He said, "I have been." But I know he has, like our neighbor pastor, Dr. Hunt. We left that church and the baptistry was dry. He went in to look it over. That's when they were going to buy it. And I said, "Oh, they've drained that baptistry. I wish they hadn't have done that." He said, "Why?" I said, "Because that water was put in there to baptize people in Jesus' name." Of course, they're, as we refer to them, Trinitarians. And he said, "Well, I baptize in Jesus' name." I said, "Now you tell me the truth." He said, "I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and this I do in Jesus' name." That old dog don't hunt. You got to be pig or pup, one of the two. In our Sunday school quarterly, my wife told me, I hadn't looked at it, in the junior high, last Sunday, the writer of that, and I think I'm going to write a protest, if she read it right. It might have been written wrong. She read it right, or whatever Festus says about that. But he said that there's a formula given in Matthew 28:19 and another formula in Acts 2:38. That's not true. I mean, we're Matthew 28:19 people. Praise God. D.J. Whitten, Ebon's pastor at one time, he said, "A lot of folks say they're going to do something, never do it." He said, "We're the only people who do what." Matthew 28:19 said, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost," talking to enlightened disciples. Oh, glory. Just a little while ago, he said to them, he opened the understanding that they might understand the Scripture, They knew what he was talking about.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Philip said, show us the Father. He said, have I been so long time with you and yet you do not know me? When you see me, you've seen the Father. Now, someone said that means someone just like him. Uh-uh. It means the only manifestation of the Father was in the man Christ Jesus. Jackie Holt was pastor of Olive Street Baptist Church years ago. And I think someone told me he had passed away with a heart attack some time ago. But we borrowed chairs from that church when we had a discussion with Brother Cannon and Mr. Sherrill down on Main Street. And after the first night, after the debate, we were hauling chairs back. And Brother Holt said to me, he said, I don't believe like our minister, referring to Brother Sherrill, the Baptist minister. He said, I don't believe like him. I don't believe that there are three distinct, separate beings in the Godhead. I said, good for you. He said, in fact, I believe that Jesus was God pushed out. Hallelujah. I believe that Jesus was God revealed. That's it. And if you see this, you'll understand baptism in Jesus' name. And if you see this, you'll want to go farther than baptism. You will want to do everything you do. Whatsoever you do, if you say anything, if you do anything, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. When you give in Jesus' name. When you do it as a representative of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In our lives, all of our lives, there's been times that we were not too good a representative, probably. I never have whipped anybody, but I felt like they need a whipping a few times. And if we're not careful during those times, we won't be a real representative of Jesus Christ. One of our preachers is very dogmatic against television, against video, against finger rings, and you name it, he's against it. We do have a problem with television. Not just the church. Our society has a problem with television. The world would be better off if there had never been a television. I don't mean that we can do away with it. It's here to stay. I'm not telling you. I know one pastor that recently took a church. He found out all the members had television. He's ready to resign. He's done stirred up so much trouble over it that he can't stay. It just took him 3 weeks. You've heard me say before, and you can tell anybody above me, it doesn't worry so much me so much for you to have a television or a video. Don't worry me. It's where your interest is. If you're going to digest it all the time and watch the things, we've lost some people. I feel like that one of the main reasons we lost them, they watched the wrong kind of video. I mean, video's worse than television. If you want to go to the stores and rent the raw material, I know they say I'm weak and compromised and all that, but that's not true. I do like to be sensible, though. But and you may get a pastor if you're not careful. Don't just choose a pastor when you don't get in a hurry to even choose one, but when you do, don't just choose someone because he can talk fast and sing pretty. Because someone can come in on these issues that I have mentioned and tear a church all to pieces. Amen. I don't particularly care what they believe along that line, but I like for them to be Christians. This preacher, I understand that someone rose up against him in his church. He's in another state. And he knocked the fellow down with his fist. He's a great big old fellow. He used to be a truck driver. And the preacher is. And I told Brother Lumpkin this. I said, you know what I heard about that, brother? I heard he knocked a fellow down. Brother Lumpkin, don't you tell Brother Lumpkin I'm telling what he says. Brother Lumpkin said, oh, the man probably had a finger ring on, wedding band or something, so the preacher just knocked him down. Now, if you're not getting it, I hope you will get it. He's saying that we can be so lopsided, we can be so one-sided, that we're against this and against that and against something else, and still be as wrong as we can be. Sometimes I want to make people live right. You've heard me try it. I've never been successful. I've preached against mini skirts and pants suits and knee pants and bathing suits and skiing down the river and half naked. I've preached against all that, and I'm still against it, but I don't think I've ever had one convert. But I feel like if I example before people, and if I keep the right spirit, and if I sing right and worship right and talk right and pray right and live right, I feel like I'm going to look behind me and somebody say, I want the kind of blessing that our pastor had. Let's worship God a little while. Would you worship God? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We think of the name of Jesus to be an eye-opening name. It is. We, most of us, have known someone that was healed of something as big as blindness. Some of us have known some to be healed of cancer. You say, well, why don't they all get healed? They don't all get healed or don't all get well that goes to the hospital either. You don't try to crucify the doctor. And the advantage of the church, not one of us claim to have that power. We just got a name. Let me tell you something about the formula of baptism. We don't use a formula. We don't teach a formula. If it was a formula, we'd have to say the exact words every time. That's the way formulas are. So, you know, one time you may hear me baptized, and I say, I now baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Again, you may hear me say, upon the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ, as given in Matthew 28:19, according to the actions of the apostles, I now baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's been a few times that I just said, I now baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not a formula, but it's a name. Glory. It's a name. What's the writer that's in headquarters? Used to be at Jackson. Combs hair like that. Bernard. Good writer. So don't think I'm trying to whip him. But I'd like to tell him something. Constantly in his writings, he says the formula for baptism. No, the name for baptism. You don't see the difference? Boy, I do. Praise God. We're not following formulas. We're not following traditions. We're not following anything, any culture that this world may have. But we're preaching a name. And so we're so wrapped up in this name that we say, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a black preacher years ago, and some of you will remember him. Brother Mickey Herring can quote him word for word. S.C. Johnson. Come on the air singing, one way to God. Powerful preacher. He had some extremes. Most of us do, I guess. But they told me, of course they tell everything on God's people, but they said he came upon a wreck one time, and a woman was killed. And he said, bless God, there's another one went to hell. I said, how you know? He said, well, she had on nylon hose. See, you can be straight and then get bent away over. But anyway, Johnson had a debate with a fellow named Rudd. I had it on tape for a long time. He'd say, all right, Dud. And the man would say, my name is Rudd. He said, oh, Rudd, Dud, what's the difference? He said, now read for me. And his reader would say, whatsoever you do. And he'd scream out, whatsoever you do. Read. In word. He said, did you say anything? Or indeed. He'd say, did you do something?
Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. He went over and over and over that till I got tired of it. That's all he used in the whole discussion. Two or three nights of it. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the... Did you do anything? Did you say anything? If you did, you did it in Jesus' name. If you say it, you're supposed to say it in Jesus' name. And he kept on and kept on and kept on. And he said, all right, next subject. And Rudd Dud said, no more tonight. And Johnson said he didn't want no more. And Rudd said, I said tonight. He said, same difference, debate's over. You can't. Well, I know the one-sided part of that. I understand that. But the truth is still there. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Him for His goodness. Would you praise the Lord? Now I'm going to say something I teach our young preachers not to say. Never say I'm closing, because you might get excited and not stop right then. And the people are... Never say I'm going to preach 15 nights, because you may go 15 minutes, because you may go 20. And then you know what you are? Oh no, you didn't lie. You just kind of made a mistake. But in closing... I'm telling you that we ought to be very conscious about church. Well, I'll sing if I feel like it. Bless your puny feelings, we're commanded to sing unto the Lord. One fellow came by here a while back, fine folks, the Carsons, Tony and Martha Carson, remember them? Good singers. And they went to Brother Shields, and he advertised them on the radio, Martha Carson's going to be singing for us tonight. And several people came out expecting the Martha Carson, but this was the Martha Carson. But while he was preaching, and I guess he's used to this wherever he's been going, he said, I have a notion to make you leap for joy. I was sitting right here behind him. I said, you better get off of that, because I wasn't going to do it at his command. And I'm proud of you. I was so proud of Sammy Jr. When we went over to Brother Huckabee's to rally, and some of you folks were there, and they had this hot shot up there, and he says he's from Boston, and I told him if he is from Boston, he's from the ghetto, because they don't talk like that where people I've talked to from Boston. But anyway, he called Sammy out there, little Sammy, and is going to show him how to get the Holy Ghost. He's going to show us how to fill people with the Holy Ghost. He said, now, after he talked a little while, he said, now, what's your name? Sammy. Sammy Jr. He said, all right, when I tell you to do it, I want you to throw your hands up and start speaking with tongues. So he talked a little about it. He said, all right, throw your hands up and speak with tongues. Sammy had some wax in his mouth. He wouldn't move a peg. He might have done it if he hadn't heard Rutledge a time or two. I mean, I believe in leaping for joy, but I believe there ought to be some joy there. I believe in receiving the Holy Ghost, but I don't think you can just do it. But I tell you what you can do. You can do the simple commands that the Word of God tells us to do. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together in the name of the Lord. Come to church in Jesus' name. You say, am I supposed to say in Jesus' name? No, don't get into that either. Preached a revival at Camden years ago, and there's about 14 ladies sit over on this side. And all the time I was preaching this, and Jesus, 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 Jesus. I don't like that too. That's not what we're talking about. I went to Lake Village years ago, and had a pretty good crowd down there then. All the time I was preaching this, heart, glory, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Me trying to preach. And I got home, and Pitt said, how'd the service go? I said, they didn't hear a word I said. If you get happy, shout. I'll just take time out. We'll all shout. And then we'll settle down again. Then I'll tell you, whatsoever you do, in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm talking about being a representative of Jesus Christ.
The places you go, the things you do, the habits you have, the interest that you have in this world. Don't forget you're representing Jesus Christ. Let's stand together. Hallelujah.
Off went upon the clouds of heaven.
Oh, Christ, you'll come
to earth again.
Thank God.
Will the world be glad to see him when our Lord shall come again?
Thank God.
Oh, there'll be singing, there'll be shouting, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain.
Oh,
there'll be weeping, there'll be praying, when our Lord shall come again.
Hallelujah. I want to make something plain. When I was saying where you sit, that's a question for yourself, not for me. If you can serve God better, if the sound system suits you better, wherever you sit in this building, that's your business. But at the same time, question yourself, can I serve God best right here? There's times that people have to leave the room. There's times that sick people can't stay all night in church. And I'm conscious of something right now. I'm keeping you on your feet too long. It's not easy for Marion and Brother Greenway and Brother Rutledge. I can talk all night if I'm standing up and got something to hold on to. But McCoskey's up here and make me stand up 15 minutes, I get disgusted. Well, we were in conference and they had two long-winded preachers to preach. Now, I liked the first one. He did good. The next one did good. I heard him by tape recording. But between the two preachers, I said, the walls were sitting with us. I said, y'all go up that aisle. Pidge, you go up that aisle. And I'll go up this one. And we'll pick up a tape recording of this last one. You know, you don't like to go out as a congregation. Because saints are always looking at their pastor in these conferences. You know. The Jackson said, now we know how to get out of a service, you know. There's times, sickness, health, other reasons that you may have to do like you're doing and have always been. That I'm not talking about. But I am talking about whatsoever you do, in word or in deed, remember, you're doing it as a representative of Jesus Christ.